Proclamation number 3801, dated the June 15th, 1946. Direction of will determines the influence of spiritual powers. Any spirit you turn to will have power over you. Your own thoughts and will determine the powers you approach and gain influence over you. But your thoughts and will are supported by spiritual powers at all times, for you are fought over in the spiritual kingdom, whilst good as well as evil powers attempt to win you over. However, you yourselves decide who will conquer yourselves. And thus you bear a great responsibility for your soul, for your will determines its fate in eternity. As soon as your will is good and righteous, the opposing powers will lose control over you. Then the powers of light will stand by your side, which will render the former powerless. But if you voluntarily turn to those powers through heartlessness and unjust thoughts and actions, then the beings of light will withdraw from you, as they will not be able to influence you against your will, and you will be completely at the mercy of the former, who will push you ever deeper into ruin, confuse your thoughts entirely and impel you into God-opposing actions. And, therefore, take care of your thoughts, stay alert that they do not go astray. Coerce your will into the right direction yourselves, and know that you shall always find support as soon as you allow even the slightest notion of will for good to arise in you. You are too weak by yourselves, and spiritual powers are always willing to assist you. Yet you yourselves have to give them the right to help you, because, according to divine law which safeguards freedom of will, they may not act in opposition to your will. However, the opposing power is likewise unable to force your will into evil actions and thoughts. They, too, can only become effective when you deliver yourselves to them through wrong direction of will. Use your will correctly, only aspire towards good, be just in your thoughts and actions, and turn your will towards God. And you'll experience a noticeable strengthening of your soul. You will gladly do labors of love, you will affirm what is good and abhor evil, for then you will receive the strength to put your will into practice. Through love you will also grow in awareness, you will acknowledge Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, as the epitome of love, and you will never turn away from him again, but become strengthened through his mercy, because all good spirits struggle to eternally gain you for God's kingdom. Just use your will correctly and success will be yours. Remove yourselves from the spiritual powers who want to corrupt you by using your will correctly. Strive towards God, towards good, and live within love. And you'll also be released from all responsibility, since from the moment of your correct direction of will you'll be subject to the influence of radiant spiritual beings, and will be able to entrust yourselves to them without worry. Strive for God and you'll reach him, you'll find unity with him on earth or one day in eternity, because your will shall have made its decision for him in complete freedom. Amen.